At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Three, two, one, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Great day to you all.
Happy Monday. Oh, happy Monday.
Oh, no, you just ruined it.
You know what it is, though? I didn't ruin it. It's a little humid.
Oh, my God, is it humid out there?
It's so humid.
It's been this way for like 3 days now.
I'm glad it's raining, though. We needed it.
You know what that means? It's coming, baby. It is going to be gross soon.
What do you mean soon? It's been gross
for
2 weeks.
Like real gross. By the time we get to the weekend, we're looking at mid-90s.
Here's the positive side. I'm sweating so much. I feel very detoxed. I feel great. I feel like I was in a sauna.
Yeah, do you? Now you got to wear pants, don't you? Gross.
Oh, well, you don't like when your pants are
swampy.
Who
does?
No one does.
Who likes smoky pants?
Smoky pants?
Is that what you said?
Swampy.
Well, both. Both. Not good.
Smoky pants was his nickname in high school.
Call us up if you like. And Robert, who is watching us on YouTube, which you could do, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, he says it is air you can wear.
Yeah, that's
that is
true.
Correct. That's what the meteorologists
Here's
say.
Here's how you know it's humid. When it starts raining, it feels less humid.
Please, I wish it would rain
just
so
rain
it feels
already.
Less wet. We want you to call us up today or text us 314-436-7900. And you can leave us a voice message from the Odyssey app. Hope you're
listening. Now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
I guess I'm finished. All right.
Like the awards shows.
Well, wrap it up. Thousands gather for the No Kings protest happening in downtown St. Louis and around the country.
And the man suspected of shooting a Minnesota lawmakers was arrested after a, well, just two-day manhunt.
And the Cardinals, they dropped 3 of 4 to the Brewers in Milwaukee. That is not the outcome you were looking for there. So the situation has gotten a little dicier for our baseball team.
And
so.
City SC.
Oh, they tied.
They tied.
Yeah. 3-3. A lot of goals. Klaus had a nice
game.
Why
aren't there un-American protest at the City game? You can't tie. Well, it's un-American.
You can't protest the sporting event outcome. There's nothing you can do about that.
I think you can. Isn't that exactly the term?
No,
you can
protest.
Under protest.
You can, well, yeah, that's if something happens and an official blows a call or does something that they shouldn't have done, the team says, we're playing under protest. Nothing ever comes of it.
I'm attending the City game under protest because they tied.
That's fine.
Which is un-American.
You can go to protest as long as you go.
You know who loves ties? Monarchies, probably.
Kings. I don't know. So, a couple things.
Yeah, big weekend. For all of us.
Huge weekend.
Huge.
For everybody.
Everybody involved.
So let's start with this.
Okay.
On Friday, we would like to acknowledge Michael Kelly, our guy.
Uh-huh.
He had his 50th birthday party.
Happy birthday, Michael Kelly.
And
we love you. We love you so much.
It was a surprise birthday party put on by John Hancock, who is a terrific host. And terrific. Both of those guys, you know what? Those guys took the microphone at one point and they spoke. And both of them are pretty good with words. Michael had nothing prepared and he got up there and he spoke. It was really right
and he spoke,
straight from the heart.
He spoke deep into the party after a few libations.
Yeah.
And he still did a great job and remembered everybody, named everybody. Also, Michael Kelly knows a lot of people.
He really does.
He knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
I was impressed with him. Nice job by John Hancock. Yeah. He's a great friend. I love those two guys a lot. I know you do too. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we love them.
But they're just such a an interesting combination of people, and I love them.
I love them so much. Michael is such a kind and generous person. John is hilarious and fun, and their friendship is great. I have a quick note. This is for the city, the people of St. Charles County. So, Michael's party was out in wine country, in Defiance.
It was in Defiance, which
also shows how much we love him.
Yeah, because it might as well have been in Kansas.
It was so far. I actually just went to Colorado on the way.
Oh my God, was it far?
But here's the thing. On some of the roads in Defiance, and I meant to talk to St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, who was there, because I wanted to ask him about this. I said I wanted to give props to the people of St. Charles, because I was driving. I was late, you know, so I was like, I'm going to drive. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to try to get there. And I was driving, as fast as I could. And I looked at the speed limit. The speed limit on these windy, up and down, hairpin country roads, 55 miles an hour. I was trying my best.
Was it really?
Guess what I hit? 42. 42 was as fast.
It was 55 out there?
Yes. I was driving, guys, I was white-knuckling the steering wheel, driving as fast as I could, and I was hitting 42 on these roads thinking, I'm going to die. This is Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I shouldn't be doing this. And that my little Google Maps and then the sign said, you're driving 12 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Oh.
What are you guys doing in St. Charles? How do you drive like that?
It's lawless out there.
It's lawless. And I thought, this is America. That's what I felt. I felt more patriotic. Because they're like, screw it. These undulating hairpin turns, 55.
Here's what I... Let me tell you what I know. I did not know...
That it was 55?
Because I never looked once.
Yeah.
Because I was eyeballing the speed limit. I'm like, I think I have a pretty good handle on what
How
it should be.
How fast do you think you were driving?
I don't know.
You weren't going 55?
Well, because by the time I got out there, it was a little rainy.
Yeah.
So I think I wasn't, wasn't driving.
All I know is I was trying my absolute best to hit 42.
Well.
And that speed limit was 55. And I felt, what's interesting is I felt worse about myself, but felt like St. Charles was more American than I am because they were able to drive 55 on those roads.
I thought it was a really nice event. I'm glad you made it safely.
I am too. It was so fun.
And of course you were late.
And
you texted. This is okay. The one thing you had to know was be there by 6:30.
Yes.
That's the only thing you had to do. It was your only job.
But I think I did my job. My only job was to not blow it for Michael.
No, your job was to be there by 6:30.
So here's what happened. When I saw that I was going to be there at 6:50, because Michael was arriving at 7 under the pretense of a business meeting, like some meeting with people like, whatever. And you get to business meetings early. You can. So once I saw that I was going to be there at 6:50, I knew I had to kill like 25 minutes. That's too close. That's too close. 6:50 is too close. So I had to wait. So then I missed the surprise and I got there at 7:10. So that way I knew Michael had, because I said, Ronj, text me when they surprise Michael. Because can you imagine if Michael got to the party a few minutes early and I'm pulling in like, oh, hey.
So what did you do for like 10 minutes?
I sat there.
In the parking lot?
In my apartment.
Oh, in your apartment.
Yeah. I was going to get into the car, and I just stood there, and I was like, well, now I got to kill 20 minutes because I can't get there at 6:50.
Well, at least you were aware enough to not ruin the surprise.
I'm very aware. I don't ruin surprises.
You were late.
We also got to see John play the keyboard.
He did play the keyboard.
Yeah.
And he had had a few, and he was not in rhythm with the rest of the band.
That is not true.
Yes, it was bad. And I said to whoever was standing next to me, I'm like, the band's going to have to follow him. Because
you said that to me.
Was that to you?
I was standing next to you, doofus.
I don't remember who
whoever,
it was.
Some idiot I was standing next to me.
Band's gonna have to... So the band, because they're professionals, they adjusted and they followed John. John now, just went up there, started banging on the keys.
There was also, John's a funny guy. So Michael, he eats meat, but he doesn't eat meat with bones in it.
That's right.
The bones creep him out. He said once there's bones in it, he feels like he's eating us. He's eating humans.
Yeah.
And so, John thought it would be hilarious to make the meal fried chicken.
He did.
With bones in it.
Uh-huh.
However, to accommodate... you know, the joke and Michael's preference, they had like 100 pounds of like chicken tenders as well.
And they had probably 50 pounds of it left
by
the end of the night.
Yeah, chicken tenders and fried chicken. And so they said, take some food home. And Ronj got some chicken.
Oh, well, I went back. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a little. And I went back there and it was just big Ziploc bags full of
chicken.
I have 50 pounds of chicken in my fridge now.
But the best was then when our very own Matt Pajeski, who was also at the party, comes back from where he's supposed to pick up his chicken. Has a 50-pound Ziploc bag of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. And no gravy, so there will be some dry potatoes.
How much of that have you eaten?
None. They're all in my freezer right now.
He sent a picture of his face next to the potatoes.
Oh, my God.
Guys, you don't understand how heavy mashed potatoes is.
And filled to the top, like near the zip, you know, near the Ziploc part.
First of all, the drive back was very precarious because it was dark, it was late, I mentioned the roads, and it started pouring down rain. Like, it was actually one of the worst drives home I've ever had. It took me an hour to get home, basically. And I did think, and Matt, thankfully, he got home, he got back to his house first, and he got home safely, texted us to be careful, but I just thought if he had been in an accident... And those potatoes had exploded.
Yeah.
Well, no, they probably would have saved him from dying.
It acted as an airbag.
Yeah, like a fifth airbag.
They would have saved him from dying, or the EMTs would have been like something, like they would have thought that was your soft tissue.
I think it would have been really funny. They'd be like, what happened in here?
His stomach burst and just full of mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and chicken all over the inside of the car. That would have been awesome. Dude, I would have
because it was just for one person in a car. It's just way too many mashed potatoes. There's no way to explain that.
Well, he must have been taking the
at midnight.
The first responders would still be talking about it. Like, do you think he was taking it home to the family?
It's 11 o'clock. He couldn't have been going to the party. And why are the mashed potatoes in a gallon bag?
And where's the gravy? He has no gravy with him.
Well,
they would have still been talking about it.
Great success of a party. Job well done by John Hancock.
Well
and
done.
Happy birthday, Michael. I love the relationship those two have.
Man, yeah.
See, it shows it's possible. People with differing political opinions, and they are the best of friends.
One day we get something we can only aspire to be.
You
Ronj.
And me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we buried the lead. Happy birthday, Matt Pajeski.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was Matt's birthday yesterday. Yeah.
I'm a quarter of a century. No, okay. I'm older than that now.
Well, you're about to die.
And it's about to be your last.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ronji, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium. Explore the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores with you. Ronj, there were protests across the St. Louis area over the weekend, the No Kings protests. We would love to hear from you. If you were involved in the protest, you took part in it, if you drove by it, walked through it, loved it, hated it, whatever you feel, 314-436-7900. I will say I had a couple friends, a handful of friends, who went to various protests across the area, like in South City or downtown or in other places. And from their pictures, I mean, there were families there. Calm, people holding signs. Some of the signs were kind of funny. Protesters and sign holders can be funny. When you take out the hateful stuff, I'm not saying there was hateful stuff this weekend. I'm just saying that they can be pretty clever. That would be my goal, is to have a clever sign.
Yours would probably be too obscure that nobody would understand.
That might be true. I will say this, though. There were a lot of protests across the St. Louis area and across the country. And one person, like a political commentator, tweeted this out basically saying, here's a lot of peaceful protest. This is why it's important to make sure the agitators, or he said the wrong flags. I know, I think with some of the, like, right, the terrorist stuff that we were seeing in the pro-Palestinian protest. He said that's why important to keep those out, because a lot of, like, the few agitators or the bad actors really can give a protest a bad name. I mean, these were the ones we saw were families and signs and peaceful. I saw this one kid playing, was it a trumpet, was playing the national anthem. A lot of American flags. That's how a protest should be. Of course, I'm contrasting this with some of the stuff we saw on campus, or burning the American flags or the Hamas flags or the ISIS flags. That's not good. You never want terrorist flags. That is not what we saw here.
Well, yeah, I mean, even honestly, even it's still your First Amendment right if you have a terrorist flag. You just can't. The thing you can't do is violence.
Violence.
That's it. Because your message will absolutely get lost. You're not going to change anybody's mind that way. And we saw thousands of people around the country do so. The only real violence I had heard about was in Utah. In Salt Lake City, there was a guy who just opened fire into the crowd. I think
he was
in his late 30s.
Okay.
The guy who did it, and he was stopped by one of the peacekeeping people who were on the ground there, who apparently had a weapon on him but wasn't supposed to, and then ended up killing a bystander. So I don't really know the whole story there. It still seems to be a little bit chaotic, but that's the one bit of real violence I heard about was in Salt Lake City.
Right. When there's not violence, when there aren't outside agitators, when you see American flags, American citizens protesting peacefully, and it's patriotic, it's actually, whether you agree with it or not, I think it's encouraging.
Yeah.
Because you see all of these American citizens out there saying, we love our country, we're out here. We have a caller.
Yep. Courtney is in Florissant, is with us on KMOX. Hello, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi.
Were you at the, did you get involved with the protest this weekend?
I did. We were there, so my whole family, my husband, and we have two kiddos, so 14 and 11, that were with us as well. So we were there.
And can you give us, like, your thoughts on how it felt? What was the vibe? Why you guys went?
Well, we went, you know, we're really open with our kiddos, talking about what's going on and how that doesn't align with our family values, what's going on in the country and what our president is doing. And so it's really important that they understand that there are things you can do. You know, we're not impotent to this. And even as kiddos, yeah. You know, they don't have the power to vote, but they can voice themselves in other ways. And so this was kind of initially the intent for us to participate. And what I can say, and I you know, was listening, and it was exactly what you were describing, which was incredibly patriotic, incredibly encouraging. You know, obviously there was a large amount of people there, but what really struck us was the sense of not being alone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk about these things, we have those conversations, but to be there with, you know, literally almost thousands of people having the same sense of moving forward together was really, really encouraging. And that's what my children were expressing. And, you know, I felt that as well. And it also felt really patriotic, right? This is what we do in our country. This is what we're, one of the very foundational principles is to express dissent. And I think that doing that all together was really, really powerful for me, but I know for my kiddos too.
And you didn't really see any issues, no violence or anything of that sort?
Oh my goodness, quite the opposite. I felt incredibly safe. My children felt safe. And what was really amazing, two things. One, I was really impressed with the number of older adults, so adults 65 and older that were part of this and moving forward with us. And the community, I mean, as we're moving forward, it was a warm afternoon. and everyone, I would say every like half a block or so, there'd be people who needs water, who needs sunscreen. And to me, that's just, you know, that sends a very different tone. So it was incredibly positive. We were there for the rally and then stayed, you know, obviously and did the entire march. Never once had concerns for my safety or anyone's safety.
That's how it's supposed to be. Courtney,
appreciate
the phone call.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that's how it is supposed to be. Whether or not you agree with their message, you may not. There are a lot of people listening who probably think it's ridiculous that there were protests going on around the country. And then there are millions who agree with that, too. So,
well, and I think, Ranj, to that point, it was encouraging for me to see communities come together because, again, with the news and everything, we see scary images. Even if they're isolated, those images can taint how we view protests. And it was such a good reminder that, no, protest is fundamentally American. Founding fathers, huge fans of protest. And so to see peaceful protest, family members, communities coming together, I thought was encouraging. Whether you agree with the message or not, I think it's really encouraging.
A text message says, it's patriotic to protest? Yeah. 100%. Anytime you're exercising a right that is given to you by the Bill of Rights, that is a patriotic act. And if you believe it's patriotic to have guns all over your house, then you have to believe your First Amendment right is also patriotic.
And also, nothing more American than questioning the government and saying, hey, I don't like that.
That's whole damn point of the document.
And that's why, like, on both sides, there have been, you know, Democrats and Republicans who've said, hey, we need to question and challenge our government. And so that's why a peaceful protest, I think that's what's encouraging to see the community come together.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, tell us how you feel about it at 314-436-7900. You can call or text. Also, if you want to drop a voice message from the Audacy app, do that too. AUDACY, download the app and listen to the show live, 104.1 FM, KMOX. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX. We are in the middle of, I think, a pretty cool campaign. I think we all are in agreement of it. We started it last week in conjunction with Jerry Kelly, Heating and Cooling and Electrical. We are in the middle of our 100 acts of kindness, which we'll be doing through the remainder of the year. We started things off at Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis on Kings Highway. They're encouraging people to drop off goods and supplies that people affected by the tornadoes still need. And by the way, today is the 1 month. Is it anniversary? Do you call it an anniversary if it's only been a month? But the tornado swept through on May 16th. So we are 1 month removed from that, which, by the way, Amy, I asked this question in the office. For the people who were affected by it, it probably feels like an eternity. But for the rest of us who saw it happen, does it feel like, oh my gosh, it's already been a month, or it feels like it happened yesterday, or does it feel like it was a year ago?
I think sometimes with a tragedy like this, and depending on if you are displaced and have nowhere to go, displaced and in a hotel, maybe your home. I have a friend, like I said, who was able to stay in her home. She said, it's not too bad. It's just dark because all the windows are boarded up and it's tarped. She did say, miraculously, the tarp held through all the rain, so they've been able to live there. But I think when you're in the middle of it, it probably feels like a black hole of time. Kind of like, you know, in a death, it feels like, I don't feel like it's been a long time, but I don't feel like it's been a short time. It's just the world stops. It does feel like that. Kind of like when someone's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And you're visiting them every day. It feels like the world has stopped. It's weird to think that the world is going on. I will say, Ron, you know, a visual reminder would be kind of where I live, being around every day, whether you go on a walk or you drive home, driving past the destruction, it almost feels like time has stopped. Like it's always going to look like that. And it's not. I mean, people are, the amount of hope, the amount of work that's getting done, but it definitely feels a little time warpy.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about
that. I feel a little time warpy because I'm definitely seeing it every day just because of where I live. It's just a reminder, and you're like, is this the new normal? And the thing is, it's not. Yes, things will not look the same, but people, the hope that people have, I still have people, Ranj, coming up to me talking about our interview with Roosevelt, the man who we interviewed at the Urban League, who
Roosevelt
lost everything.
Price, yeah.
Roosevelt Price, he and his family, they lost their home. They had no home to go home to. The Urban League doing incredible work, making sure they have a place to stay, partnering with different hotels to make sure, too. It's not like, okay, well, let's just, I don't know, find some random place. I mean, it's like, no, you're a family. You need a place where you feel safe. You need a place where you have a kitchen. You need a place where you can take care of your kids.
Right.
So the Urban League's doing great work. But people still have come up to me and talked to me about the interview with Roosevelt and how here he is losing everything. And he said, well, there's people who lost more because he said they still had their cars because they were driving home from work. Some people lost their cars, too. You lose your home and your cars.
Yeah, it's difficult to be able to have that, I think, anyway. And I'm not sure how people do it. But to have the ability to compartmentalize it and say, yeah, my situation is bad, but still I acknowledge that others have it worse than I do. Because in that moment, you're living it.
Yeah.
You know, you're experiencing the loss of a house, the loss of an apartment or a car or whatever, possessions. Mm-hmm. So that seems like everything. It would, I think, to most people to be able to still be thinking about others. It's a remarkable personality trait.
A remarkable,
yeah. It says something about your character.
Yeah, and like we said, there's someone close to us that we know who their home, now they're able to take care of themselves, but their home was destroyed, so they have to move and rent someplace for a year. They said, well, at minimum, it's going to be a year before you're back in your house. My friend who's got all the boarded up windows and the tarps, hopefully not a year for the roof, but they said it'll be a year before it's put back together.
Right.
And that, I mean, that is a really long time. We know that Senator Josh Hawley called out specifically State Farm. He called out insurance companies, but I believe was the only name he mentioned State Farm.
He did mention them, and it was the only one he mentioned and said, you're going to have to pay up. So don't be dropping people from you know, their policy because they have these claims now. You better pay the claims and we're going to come after you if you don't. I hope he sticks to that.
So
and I really do. I know he said it, but he better be a man of his word on that.
And this is why I keep going back to resources and then what Roosevelt said. But some of the people we're talking to, and it, you know, I don't care if you have resources. It's still sad when your home's destroyed.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
But sometimes your safety net is bigger. So someone that I know who's going to be okay, they're in their you know, in their home. They got to get it fixed. They're dealing with State Farm. I hate to throw them under the bus again. They're dealing with State Farm. They're keeping a lawyer. They said it's already gotten ugly. They have a lawyer ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
These are people with resources who know we're not going to be screwed over by the insurance company. We've got a lawyer that we've talked to. We've got a lawyer who's with us in all the conversations because they're trying not to pay out. Now, if that's someone with resources and experience to know this is what you need, imagine you don't have insurance.
That's right.
Or imagine you have insurance, but you don't have resources. And you are going could be taken advantage of, don't know what the rules are, don't know what rates are. I mean, I personally wouldn't know, but I have someone I could ask.
Oh, and they're in, I'll tell you something, it's purposely difficult to navigate all that.
It is. And I talked to my dad this weekend about it because he was one who was really struck by the work that Urban League is doing and how Roosevelt was such a positive beacon of hope. But here's what I think. I think there is a special place in hell for people who take advantage of someone who has lost everything,
mm-hmm.
someone who's dealing with tragedy and is maybe emotionally vulnerable or maybe doesn't have the resources to know that they're being taken advantage of. Because how would you know? I wouldn't know the rules. If you're in finance, maybe you know some of the rules or insurance. And I really feel so strongly about that. How easy, and we talked about like the elderly, how a lot of these, either it's a scam, right? A scam or a bad practice company takes advantage of the elderly. I think there's a special place in hell for those
taking
people.
Advantage of anybody in the middle of a tragedy.
Yeah.
I completely agree because I'm
just so amazed at how difficult this is for people who have some of all the resources in the world. And it's been this hard. It's been this much of a battle. Now imagine it's you and just you. You don't have a lawyer. You don't have a safety net.
Right. And nobody's advocating for you.
No one's advocating for you. And I just am really, really struck by that. And I'm amazed at the resilience of people who have lost everything and are pushing forward. Grateful for the work the Urban League is doing to be an advocate.
So, and, you know, Amy's talking about people who are less than stellar character. There are a lot of people who are doing a lot of good in St. Louis. And that's what this Community Shout Out Week that we are doing here on the Chris and Amy Show, part of 100 Acts of Kindness in conjunction with Jerry Kelly. We want you to highlight somebody who, in your life, somebody in the community that you have noticed, somebody that is doing something great. It doesn't have to be just in the aftermath of the tornado. It can be anything, daily life, whatever. If there's somebody that you think should be acknowledged, reach out to us and tell us about them. You can call or text 314-436-7900. Or if you want to, on the Odyssey app, you can leave us a message there. And I suppose it's not a bad idea to follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX. And you can send us a message, you know, just tweet at us and tell us about somebody that you think should get the acknowledgement and maybe isn't getting it right now.
Yeah. No, I think that is great. I can kick one off. I saw that Incarnate Word Parish in like Chesterfield Creve Coeur area off Olive, they have their Life Teen program, which is like their youth group, the church's youth group. And they had a huge group of teens go help with the cleanup. It looked like in the North City, Central West End area.
Great.
Whole group of teens, just exactly like, I mean, the giant dumpsters on the street, you're wearing your work gloves, getting to work, throwing the debris in the dumpsters, saving bricks if you can. So shout out to them and all the teens gathered to help with the cleanup.
And as we have been saying for the last month, this all these efforts are going to be needed for a long time. It doesn't end today. It will not end next month. It is not going to end by the end of the year. This cleanup is going to take a very long time, and recovery will take even longer. So we're all going to have to be a part of it. And if there is somebody that you believe should get the recognition. Tell us about them. This is Community Shoutout Week, part of 100 Acts of Kindness, brought to you by Jerry Kelly and us here on the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chris and Amy Show is video streaming now on KMOX's YouTube, X, and Facebook pages. Click and subscribe. Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Hey, Ranj. I don't know if you saw this. Have you ever been to Shake Shack?
Of course.
Of course.
There's one in the Central West End. Is it the only one we have?
No.
I don't know, but I've been to that one.
No. I think there are a couple. At any rate, at a conference last week, the CFO of Shake Shack revealed that the burger chain, which currently has no slogan, they've hired the team behind Arby's.
We have the meat.
They've hired that team to develop a catchphrase of its own because they believe that the burger chain needs a catchphrase.
Okay. I
feel like we should try to think of something.
For them?
Yeah.
Well, what do we get for it?
Maybe another award.
Maybe, well, first of all, did you see that today is the last day you can vote for us in the STL Mag A-List? Competition today is it.
That's it. Okay.
And you've been failing. You didn't tell anybody that you know about it.
I failed completely.
So if we're going to lose, it's probably because of you.
Yep.
Because you've been talking about how much you care about it, but your actions don't match your words.
I know. I had like 10 you have no family integrity. Members. 10 family
you
members.
You have no integrity.
At all. 10 family members at my parents' house yesterday for Father's Day. None of whom knew we were nominated for the A-list, all of whom could have voted every day for the past 3 weeks. That's like 100 votes.
You are
unbelievable.
The words I have for you.
Yeah.
I can't say them here because then I'll be in trouble.
That's rude.
No, it's actually the opposite of rude. I'm
holding
back.
Did you have your entire family vote?
I only have like two people in my whole family.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, today is it. STLMag.com. Mm-hmm. And then find the A-list under Arts and Entertainment, Talk Show, something. Talk New Show. Or if you go to at Chris Amy KMOX, mm-hmm. this is your opportunity. You can go right there. Cool. Follow mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Did you see, Amy, that Shohei Ohtani is starting tonight? He is making his Dodgers pitching debut tonight. First time he's going to pitch since 2023.
Really?
So he's back on the Whoa. Mound. Now, I believe he's going to serve as what they call the opener. So he's not, it's not like he's going to pitch like five innings because he's clearly not been stretched out.
Okay, I didn't know there was an opener because you always hear about the starter.
Cardinals used an opener, was it 2 weeks ago? Week and a half?
Is that one inning? Is an Didn't opener they? One inning?
I don't know. Oh, no, maybe they used one last year. I think that's what it was. But it's more of a thing now than it used to be.
Why, though?
I don't know. Some teams think that it's better. It's better to just have a guy pitch one inning, and then you can have your starter go the next
really?
Five or so. Yeah.
That is really interesting. It's just a bullpen guy would be the opener?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what
That's
they do.
Very interesting. Hey, quick PSA. You know me. Love the national parks. I got to put something together. We got to march for the parks, march for the forestry division. Something. At any rate, Thursday is Juneteenth. Markets are closed, but the national parks are open and admission is free. So it's
a great
day to visit the national parks.
Did you see that we don't get off for Juneteenth? We have like no holidays.
I think it's because somebody's got to be on the air telling you what's going on.
Well, yeah, that's what the newsroom's for.
Well,
they're better at that anyway.
They also, yeah, we got to give our opinion on it. The newsroom says this happens.
Nah,
and
we
I
don't
say,
have to.
Here's what I think about that. What did you say? How are you going to toss it to Roger? You were going to toss it to Roger.
Here's Raj or something
hey,
like that.
Hey, Roger. I don't know. Hey, let's go to Roger Brand. Roger, what's going on out there?
Yeah.
I don't know. That still doesn't help me get. I want to be off work. I would like to have a day off work. Can I have a holiday?
You're great at taking off Fridays and Mondays. Everyone thinks I take vacations because I don't take days off, but one time I'll take a week off. And they're like, oh, Amy's gone again. What you don't realize is Ronj nickels and dimes you to death with his Mondays and Fridays that he takes off.
I do. I don't take long stretches off.
Were money, I spend it all in one place, and he nickels and dimes you to death.
I spread it around.
Yeah. That's not... Never mind.
Amy, did you see... Not like that, you sicko. Did you see that over the weekend, one of the participants of an ICE protest in downtown Los Angeles was shot by a rubber bullet? And he says that the bullet bruised one of his testicles, and he says, quote, shattered the other.
Oh, shattered is a weird word. Shattered implies that he has brittle testicles.
I don't think that they shatter.
I know.
They might explode.
Does he have testicles of glass?
I think it explodes.
It doesn't shatter. He doesn't know what that word
Martin
means.
Martin Santoyo is 33 years old, and he says, quote, it sucks to sit down.
Yeah. So it said it removed one of his?
I don't know. This is what he said.
Those are interesting verb choices.
Yeah. Well, I think that sucks. That's not, you don't ever want that
Wouldn't
to happen.
Wouldn't you go into shock?
I don't.
You would have to. If you guys get kicked there and like.
You don't go into shock when you get kicked.
No, I know. That's what I mean. But you lose it sometimes. You throw up. You can't move. You act like it's the worst thing in the world. If you got shot there, you would have to go into shock, right?
I don't think so.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Let's get the jackass people on it. Let's get Steve-O here.
Hey, quick one here. The National Weather Service has issued the first ever heat advisory for Alaska.
Oh, God.
But you can put an asterisk at the end of it. They said the first advisory is for Sunday in Fairbanks, where temperatures are expected to top 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Fairbanks has been warmer in the past, but this is unusual for June.
So what is the... Like, what is the hottest it ever gets there?
It says Fairbanks reached 90 degrees twice in 2024.
They probably freak out in Alaska if it gets to 90.
It says, but don't worry, the change does not reflect unprecedented temperature. It's purely an administrative change by the weather service.
It's kind of like when rain hits Phoenix, Arizona, and the people there freak out because they don't have any sewers. They don't know what to do. We get like an inch of rain.
Sewers.
I don't think they have like actual sewers there because it doesn't
rain enough.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be fake news.
Maybe it is.
On
look
KMOX.
It up. Look
Did
it
you
up.
Know Arizona doesn't have any sewers?
They don't have systems like we do because we expect rain all the time. They never get it.
Man, it's been raining for 7 years here.
When we come back, we know that Medicaid is maybe in danger with some of the spending cuts that Republicans are looking to administer here as they have control of the House and the Senate. And that's what the president wants to do as well. Leslie Dock is the CEO of the nonprofit Protect Our Care, calling on Congress to stop Medicaid funding cuts. Leslie joins us next to talk about that effort when we come back on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.